News, I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea fired two projectiles into the sea off East Coast, according to a statement from South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. The statement said that the projectiles were fired Friday morning from near a city into the sea of Japan. The JCS said South Korea's military is monitoring the situation in case of additional launches. Friday's launch was the sixth since last month, with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calling them a solemn warning over U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises that began this month. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is not concerned with the launches because they are short-range missiles. Israel has been criticized for barring two U.S. lawmakers from entering the country, setting off a new round of controversy in the debate over U.S. support for its ally in the Middle East. As AP Sagar Magani reports, Democratic Congresswomen Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have been vocal critics of Israel and its treatment of Palestinians.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says criticism is fine, but supporting a boycott against Israel is not, and that's what Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are doing, so he won't let them in. The decision came shortly after President Trump tweeted allowing them to enter would show great weakness. It's an unprecedented move, and former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Danny Aiello says the prime minister picked the least bad option.
You have no choice but to take President Trump's advice.
Omar says Israel's instituting the president's Muslim ban, this time against elected lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the move is beneath Israel's dignity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The United States criticized Thursday the government of Afghanistan for releasing from jail and into house arrest